We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We have Phil Martelli on from the West Coast as well. He's there for a big tournament. Al, let's reenact what we said. Al, coming up next, Phil Martelli.
Why?
Al Dist, the head coach
of
St. Joe's.
His selections haven't been exactly great.
Phil, Al is throwing shade your way because your predictions haven't been great. Your thoughts?
Well, I think in today's world, great is relative because we got another person in this country yelling about great, and it ain't working out so well.
All right, Phil, you have had a bumpy ride. Were you surprised by the Eagles' dominance in the second half against the Cowboys?
Well, I was really surprised. It looked funny, if that makes sense. Like, watching the first half, it looked like the moment had caught up with the Eagles for the first time. And they have a tremendous locker room, and they have tremendous leaders. When you think about losing Peters and Sproles and still being able to, if you read the articles, there was no banging helmets or anything like that. You lose your kicker. They have a remarkable leadership, and it has to. You have to look at one guy, and he's a second-year player. But Carson Wentz may well be a generational player for all Eagles fans.
That's something. Hey, Phil, let's go back to your 27-0 season. There had to be games in there in the latter stages where you said to yourself, "Yeah, everything's stacked up for you, like the Eagles are with the Bears on Sunday." And were you ever worried that your team would take for granted a game just because they were that good?
No, you really don't.
Because
in a way, you end up, at least in college basketball, you end up competing against yourself and the sport rather than the opponent. And that's what has interested me this week, because I've read every article. Even this morning I was reading articles on my phone. And they really are interested in what more can we do. And it's not so much the Bears or the numbers, because the numbers don't make sense, Angelo. Like, despite being 9-1, there are not a lot of football people that would say, oh, yeah, that town is 9-1. Or you win 8 in a row and say, in the NFL, that just doesn't happen. But because they're competing against the game, and because the home crowd is going to be so supportive, they're not going to fall into that rut of, you know, the trap game and, wait, we're going on the West Coast for two games after this and competition will be upgraded, or the Bears are down with a rookie quarterback. I don't see it. I just don't see it with this team and what's ever going on with the team leadership.
All right, Phil, Chicago at Philadelphia, Sunday, 1 o'clock, Lincoln Financial Field. What's going to happen?
Well, I do think that this will be workmanlike. I don't think this will be explosive. I don't think it'll be, you know, the fireworks going off. I think you're looking at an Eagles win 31-13.
Wow.
And it will be just punching the bag. They're going to get up there. They're going to punch the bag from the first play till last. And then they're going to get everybody all worked up and worried about going to the West Coast. But it's not going to impact this Sunday.
Phil's saying 10-1. Al, anything you want to say to Phil? Do you like this prediction?
I do like this prediction. I think you're coming back around. I think you're back on track, Phil.
Jeez.
Phil,
well, you know
what?
Al, I've only done this for a year or two, so like.
Phil, how about St. Joe's on the West Coast? What are you looking at here?
Well, Al's favorite day of the year. We're playing on Thanksgiving this year, Al.
No practice. You got to play.
Ooh.
We
got to
play. We're playing Washington State in the Wooden Legacy. And then hopefully Friday we will advance to the winner's bracket and we'll be able to play St. Mary's or Harvard. And then we're off on Saturday. We're actually going to send them to Disney on Saturday.
Oh.
And Sunday, hopefully we'll be playing late for a championship, and we'll be coming home to get back to class on Monday. Next week, big week, we play Bucknell at home, which is a terrific NCAA team. And then next Saturday night, we play Villanova.
Go Hawks. Villanova, beware. Phil, nothing but good luck to you. Have a great Thanksgiving to you and your family and everybody associated with St. Joe's.
I hope everybody out there takes the time to hug their loved ones on Thanksgiving. That's what it's about.
It's a beautiful thing. Dom's starting out here at the airport, and they don't even know who he is. Dom, Phil, thank you, my friend. Dom, do you hug
your... Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.